AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. In today's show, we'll look at how Hyundai will give the new Sonata more aggressive styling and a rule change coming to Formula One. Then in the second half of the show, one expert predicts the maximum number of gears we'll see stuffed into a transmission. But now let's move on to the news. Automakers are always looking for ways to save some cash, and one great way of doing that is teaming with other automakers. Daimler joined with Nissan Renault to make engines, and the first ones started rolling off the assembly line yesterday at a new Infiniti plant in Tennessee. It's a 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder gasoline unit that was developed by Daimler that will make its way into the European versions of the Infiniti Q50 and Mercedes C-Class. The 310,000 square foot facility is capable of producing 250,000 engines a year. Well, we just got a chance to drive the all-new Hyundai Sonata. Unfortunately, we have to wait a few days to give you our driving impressions, but we can't talk about the rest of the car. As you know, the styling on the new model has been dialed back a bit, but the company doesn't want to lose the customers that liked the bold styling of the previous model. That's why Hyundai created a new sport model that features more aggressive-looking front fascia and rocker panel moldings. Plus, it comes with dual exhaust instead of a single like the rest of the Sonata lineup. Personally, I like the look of the new model better. We'll have our driving impressions of the new Sonata on Monday. Just look for it in the seat time section of our website. Whoa! Not sure if you saw this, but there's a big change coming in next year's Formula One season. Safety car restarts will now be a standing start from the grid rather than a single file rolling start. It won't be carried out if the safety car is used within 2 laps of the beginning of the race or the last 5 laps. Click the headline in the transcript of today's show to check out all the details, then head back to our site because we want to know what you think of the changes. Ford just revealed the updated Focus ST. The front and rear end have been redesigned to give it an even sportier look. Inside the car, it features a new flat-bottom steering wheel, a redesigned instrument panel, and a new center console with more storage space. The 2015 Focus ST is still powered by the 2-liter EcoBoost and a 6-speed manual, but engineers did make changes to improve the ride and handling. The suspension features new front springs and sportier shock absorber tuning for both the front and rear. And the electric power-assisted steering has also been revised. No word on pricing just yet, but it will likely be similar to the outgoing model, which carries a price tag of about $25,000. Citroën started selling its new C4 Cactus model, which it calls a unique design with functional use, shared comfort, and easy-to-use technologies, all in an affordable package. Production already began at PSA's Madrid plant, with total number of units per year expected to hit about 80,000. Chrysler is starting to equip some of its models with 9-speed automatic transmissions, and we know that GM, Ford, and Volkswagen are all developing 10-speeds. So how many gears can automakers cram into a transmission? That discussion is coming up next.
You already know that you can listen to AutoLine's Industry Insight in places like YouTube and Stitcher, but did you know that you can also listen to it live in your car? It's simple. Just pair your smartphone with your vehicle's Bluetooth connection or plug into the aux jack. Then navigate to AutoLine.tv using your phone's browser. Find the show you want to hear and click play just like you would on your computer.
This is AutoLine After Hours with John McElroy.
It's that easy. Never be disconnected from AutoLine's top-notch insider information with AutoLine on the go.
On AutoLine this week, the topic is all about advanced powertrains. In the following clip, Chris Thomas, the chief technology officer at BorgWarner, predicts what the maximum number of gears a transmission can handle.
You know, I think the answer is until there's no more benefit, right? And so if you go through the numbers and look at that, for years we said 5 speeds got 90% of the benefit, and then 6 speeds got a bit more of that benefit, and that we also make improvements in the clutches and the drag losses, which then mean that adding an extra clutch isn't a fuel economy penalty. And so it's a science of a lot of incremental improvements. Is it going to end at 11 or 12 or 13? You know, my bet's on 12. I've got some bets riding on that, but.
But isn't it? You said until there's no more benefit. You're talking like an engineer. In some of these cases, these car companies are bragging, we got more gears than anybody else. And so, I mean, part of it comes down to marketing benefit as well, right?
It does, but you still have to be able to use them, and you still have to be able to have seamless shifts between them and not have it too busy. If all the time you're shifting, that's probably not going to be as efficient a transmission as one that's actually in gear and with the clutches locked up.
Also joining John for that show is Todd Haynes, the founder and president of a company called XL Hybrids, and Oliver Schmidt from Volkswagen of America. As always, you can watch that entire episode right now on our website, autoline.tv. Oh, and before we go, a programming note here. There won't be any new Autoline dailies next week because we're closing up shop for the 4th of July. So we'll see you right back here on Monday, July 7th. Thanks for watching, and have a great week.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.